during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Good evening, Para X. It is 6 o'clock on Monday, a horrible, horrible Monday.
Hot.
You're listening to the Odyssey Files on Para X. I am your host, Michael O'Neill. With me, as always, is my co-host, Mr. Dave Soiring. How is your Monday going today, Dave?
Well, it was going good. I got home on time, other than it's stinking hot here in the Twin Cities, but... I got home on time, and I was all fired up, and I was all ready for our guest, and you're never going to believe what happened.
Well, considering he has to contact me in order to get on the show, I'm pretty sure he didn't show up again.
There you go.
We had a great guest tonight, same one that was supposed to be here last week, and once again was a no-show. Dave and I have kind of brainstormed over the last 5 minutes.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that long.
No. I was trying to exaggerate a little bit.
All right. Okay.
So, in lighter news, I am currently in a bidding war on eBay for another XA10 camcorder.
Very nice.
It is. It's 7 minutes left. So I will either be extra disappointed during this show, or I will be elated.
Yep.
I'm currently the highest bidder, and like I said, there's 6 minutes left. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on that, so if my train of thought goes bye-bye, that's why.
I'll pick up the slack, don't worry.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yep.
The one thing that I did think about for a pretty cool... thing that we could do as kind of a plan B is just take any guest from the chat room that wants to come on the show.
There you go.
just give them the number to get a hold of us, and
yep.
They can come on the show and we can have a nice paranormal conversation. The only problem with that is there is nobody in the chat room.
Well, then we'll just sit here
not
in silence
Kat.
And we'll wait.
I actually thought about that, but we're not going to do that. So we're going to do kind of a show that I've been wanting to do for a long time. We were kind of waiting for the right moment, which, in my opinion, this is not it. But kind of having our hands forced here. So I want to talk about... the paranormal shows that are on TV and kind of, I don't know why we like them or why we don't like them. Is that a better way of putting it?
Yeah.
Even though there's a ton, and I know you don't necessarily agree with me on everything when it comes to this, there's a ton that I do not like.
There is.
About the paranormal shows.
Yes. And so I want to make this perfectly clear. If Mike offends anybody tonight, I am not necessarily in full agreement unless I specifically state, yeah, I totally agree with you, Mike.
Well, I mean,
so I'm just saying.
That is probably the first. I always play the disclaimer for Para-X before our show.
Yeah.
Just for giggles and gigs. And I want to. Tonight is probably the one where it actually. Is very, very relevant. So before we begin, obviously what we're about to say, or what I'm probably about to say, is may or may not be agreed with, may be very judgmental on my part. So I just want to say right from the beginning that I do not know any of these people firsthand. Well, maybe not any people, but most of them, 98%, I don't know personally. You know, this isn't a rip on them as people. So if I say anything to that effect, it's not personal towards them. Maybe if I feel they play a character on a show or whatnot, I may attack that. And I certainly do not know if it is them that is causing my anger, or if it is a Hollywood and, you know, the producer type of getting involved in what is going on and changing kind of what is happening on these shows that we see. So everything that I say, and Dave, I'm assuming the same, is based on a paranormal investigator, myself and Dave, watching these shows and getting that. This is our response to that.
I would say that's accurate, and I agree with you. These are just personal observations, you know?
Yes.
And not that we could do it better or anything else. It's just things that maybe what we see where they fell short, where, you know, they could have done something a little different that would have really improved it or brought legitimacy to it.
Right. Exactly. Well, I see what you mean, Dave, when I smack my lips.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it pretty hardcore, right?
Yeah, you just did it.
During this show. Yep. Sorry, my apologies. I guess that runs in the family because my grandma does the same thing.
Yeah.
But she's, you know, 93. Hold on. I got to put in another bid. I just got outbid.
So while Mike's busy trying to secure more paranormal investigation equipment on eBay... I just want to say, continue on our thought, is that we are not like totally ripping apart anything. There's actually a lot that we like, and I think there's really more that we like than we don't like, and we're going to talk about that too. So it's not just going to be like a whole show of bashing, at least not from me, maybe from Mike.
I think this is going to be good cop, bad cop.
This is going to be point counterpoint. I'm going to be Dan Aykroyd and you're going to be Jane Curtin.
Yeah, no, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's like a minute left.
All right. You go ahead and take care of that. So,
okay. So, first show, which would you like to?
Well, let's get it out of the way. So, let's just do Ghost Adventures.
Oh, you wanted to start with
that's that, like, or you want to do?
I want to do that last because that's going to take a long time. That's like the second half of the show.
Then let's do Paranormal State.
Okay, we're I can do Paranormal State.
Both fans of that show, so.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I lost it. Now I'm extra disappointed.
Yeah.
I can't afford that much that whoever is doing this put into it.
Sorry, Buck.
No, that's all right. It was too good to be true. For some reason, I put in some, you know, just like the $10 above it, expecting to just instantly be outbid. And it was like, you're the highest bidder. And there's 2.5 hours left. I was really excited.
Yeah.
So, but no, it's early. It started out at like 615 and now it's at 800. I'm not going to be doing that.
No.
So, booed me. So, Paranormal State.
Yeah.
I agree with you that... when I first saw that show, and it was already probably 4 seasons in, you know, before I actually caught any of it. But I loved the fact that they were at a location for like 5 straight days. You know, they did a lot of research.
Yep.
And when they left, for the most part, they helped. You know, they did rituals and they brought in, you know, why can't I think of his name?
Chip Coffee.
And he was, I'm like, Clay Coffee? I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
They brought in Chip. They brought in Lorraine. They brought in
Michelle Belleger.
Yeah, Michelle Belleger. And they brought in, not Bishop Long, but the other priest.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
That's what we loved about it. And actually, yes. One of the things we always talked about is that they actually went somewhere and they accomplished something, and that accomplishment was helping the family in whatever situation was causing them grief in their life.
Yes.
And that's what we loved.
Yes, absolutely. It was a stark contrast from Ghost Hunters, who would go in and, you know, they would find some evidence, and then they'd be like, ah, you don't have anything to worry about. You know, it was, here's what's going on. We believe this is why it's happening. This is what we need to do in order to solve this. And right. then they would do it.
Right.
For the longest time, if you would have asked me what my favorite show was, maybe of all time, it probably would have been Paranormal State.
Yep.
Until
yep.
we had a conversation with Chad Kalick. And I don't know if you know who that is. He's the bigger guy that came in towards season three. He's now, you know, an award-winning documentarian. Dave and I have been to a couple of his events, so we've had a chance to talk with him, and he told us that of all of the cases through five seasons, that only one case did the activity actually stop.
Yeah,
that of, you know, five seasons worth of cases, only one.
Yep.
And even though, you know, one of the best part of the show for me was when they put, you know, the little paragraph, you know, a couple sentences at the end that says, after they were gone, you know, activity ceased or whatever.
Right.
You yep. know, everybody's doing good. And come to find out that A&E wanted everybody to have that happy ending. And so they lied at the end of every show. And I was heartbroken. I really was. And so that's why I say some of my hatred and anger towards shows might not actually be the investigator's fault. You know,
I would say that. You're a little jaded because of the Hollywood involvement and influence into, yes. You know, what they feel that they have to manipulate in order to get viewership and to sell commercial space.
Yes. I don't know if this was your doing, Dave, or maybe just a little mixture of mine, but even though I haven't been in this very long, you know, 6.5 years, 7 years, whatever it is now,
yep.
I almost consider myself more of a traditionalist. Like, this is how investigating should be. Any morphing of that to sell commercial space, to get ratings, to me is awful. Yeah. and it spins me into a level of angry that I don't get really anywhere else. Like, I scream at the TV when it comes to Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
And it's... But we're going to get to that later.
Yeah, that's later. Don't get yourself all frothed up over that yet.
No.
We got to say some nice things about some other shows. So
I don't know if I have a lot of them. There are shows that I have good things to say, and there are shows that I'm so glad are no longer on TV.
Yeah.
Deep South Paranormal is one that I've been waiting to vent about. And I don't know if you guys remember this show. It was on for one season, I think, like maybe 6 episodes.
I saw one episode, so I'm not as geared up as Mike to criticize the show.
Okay.
The one episode I saw was enough of an episode for me not to turn it back on. So,
right. No, I did watch it. I have no idea why, thinking back. Basically, it was Redneck Paranormal.
Yep.
That wasn't their name. That's just what I'm calling them. And they would act like idiots. I guess that's the best thing to say. Like, even they would do like one night and then a second night at a location. And then they'd have this segment where it would show them during the day. And they were like grilling gators and getting stuck in the mud with their, you know, 4x4s or whatever, and having mud races. And I'm like, why are you showing this?
Yeah.
And you're making them look like idiots, pretty much. And then, now, I don't know. And like I said, maybe they didn't, they just did this for the show and it was completely different there. But when you do a reveal around a campfire with your client, and all you do is you put a recorder up to his ear and says, listen to this.
Yeah.
That's not a reveal.
No, that's not. No.
And then, you know, they would play the one EVP for him. Oh yeah, I hear that. And then they play the guitar and he'd sing.
Yep.
I don't know. I think the reason why that's, they always got, for I have no idea how, they got one good piece of thermal evidence on the show. Like almost every episode, it would be like one EVP and one really good FLIR thing. I don't know if that was during the episode you were watching.
No.
No?
Because I probably would have watched the second episode if I saw a good FLIR shot, because you know I love the FLIR, so.
Yes. No, I know. And now you know firsthand how distracting they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know.
Okay, so on par with that show, and I can't remember the name of it, but you might, there was a very short-lived show that the whole premise of the show was for them to go in and to antagonize.
I knew you were going to bring that one up.
Yeah, yeah.
Killer Contact.
Is that what it was?
And just Killer Contact.
Provoked the hell out of whatever entity at whatever location. And I know that one time they were at Vlad Dracul's castle, I believe.
Yes.
In Romania. That's the episode I saw. And I might have saw another one. I think they, like three episodes maybe? Horrible show.
It was four or five.
Yeah, horrible show.
It was. One, because they were provoking. Like, that was their big thing. If they were not getting evidence, one guy on their team that would start screaming and get out here and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing that got me was that they were there to, the whole premise of the show was that they were going to go to locations of known serial killers.
Yep.
And like known murders and stuff like that. And they were going to try to use the paranormal to solve the case, which in premise is not a bad idea.
Nope.
You know, there's going to obviously be a lot of negative energy and stuff in these places. But the thing that they were doing is they were using like K2 hits as like yes or no. They're like, are you this person? And the K2 would go off. I just got proof that it's this person that murdered them.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you got a K2 hit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all you got. Yep.
I mean, like I think they thought that they had figured out who Jack the Ripper was.
Yeah.
Because they're like, do this if you're this person and you were Jack the Ripper. And then like that one, whatever one they were, they had like four of them. Like the third one would go off. I knew it was him. I just got proof that it was this person. No, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Do not. I mean, and again, you're just making us. You're doing stuff in order to get ratings.
Yes.
And it just it baffled me, and I was so glad to see that go after one episode, or not one episode, one season,
one
whatever
season,
the season was.
Yeah. And I will say, I will say this, it's hard as a legitimate paranormal researcher, and paranormal investigator to overcome stupidity like that on a television show, because society watches one or two of those shows and goes, well, you know, I kind of had that, you know, there's something going on at my house, but I'm not going to call anybody because they're going to come in here and they're going to yell and scream and then, you know, throw stuff around and then blah, blah, you know, and that's what they see. And that's what that's the perception that we have to overcome then to even be able to sit down with them face to face and talk to them about what's happening in their house.
I agree.
And I hate that. Absolutely hate that. That's my pet peeve.
Yes. I remember Josh telling this story. I have never been asked, although I think one of the most recent cases, I think, was starting to allude to the whether there's a difference between like the TV shows and what we do. But one of our friends, Josh, actually got asked by a client if he would be in and out in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they saw on TV. They saw that for 1 hour, these people did a walkthrough and did an investigation, and that they were done.
Yep, that was Nate.
And
wasn't that Nate?
That was what? No, that was Josh.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was during his "I'm doing three investigations a week" thing after after his second book came out.
Yep.
Which I don't know how you would do. Like, I have like four cases right now that we did over the span of like a month and a half, and I'm not even close to being done with the evidence.
No.
So I don't know how you do three in a week and like constantly, unless you're just investigating and then being like, yeah, here's something. And then you're on to the next one.
Right.
Yeah. So what's another show? That I'm trying to stay away from Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures.
Tennessee Rape Chasers.
Ghost Asylum.
Ghost Asylum. Now, see, all right, I'm going to start because you, I know where you're going. So, all right, here. I'll tell you why I like the show. I like the show because they are taking and trying to further the concept that I have been trying to do for many years, which is to create a device that can actually capture a spirit and relocate it and actually like take it out of a bad, like take a good spirit out of a bad situation, or in turn take a bad spirit and basically imprison it and remove it from the equation. I like watching the thought process that goes into this is what might work. You know, let's try this, let's try that. And they're always willing to try a bunch of different stuff. And for the most part, you know, I look at that stuff and I'd be like, man, I'd like to be there. I'd like to be there. I'd like to see that stuff in action and actually like see something happening like that. The other thing that I really like is I like the evidence that they catch. They catch a lot of legitimate, good evidence. They catch video. They catch audio. They're not the, oh, my God, did you see that? As the cameraman never sees it on one of the shows that we're going to be talking about soon. And it's always a personal experience, which, in my opinion, doesn't even exist. That is strictly for ratings. And so they're not actually experiencing anything, and they're just play acting. They're just playing a role. That's all they're doing. Whereas
this other show.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, that we're going to get to. Whereas Ghost Asylum, I think that they produce a lot of legitimate stuff. You know, and I like the mixture. I like the characters. I like the guys that are in it. You know, I like the mix of personalities and you know, how they investigate, how they break up. And they get out and they do some research, which is important. I like doing research. I like knowing about a location before going in. I like the fact that when available, they go and get trigger objects and bring them to a location to try and garner more energy, or like a let's say a personalized response. And aren't they the team that did the Devil's Box?
The first yeah, okay. that was their documentary that got them the show.
Right. Let's get rid of the ending of that show because that was just stupid. Okay, but that concept of creating like a glass mirrored prison cell, for lack of a better term, for a negative entity is a really cool concept. And I know it's been promoted other places with like infinity mirrors and setting up the three mirrors so that they, you know, so that an entity sees itself and gets confused and doesn't know where to go. That to me interests me, and that's something that I personally would like to kind of like experiment with and do stuff. So, all right. I said all the good things about the show. What do you got to say?
Well, most of that I agree with.
Yeah.
I too like the some of the contraptions that they make and whatnot. I think a lot of them are really good ideas. My only takeaway from that though is they never go back to it. Like it's always right. something different. Whereas even though if they have almost like they have, you know, K2 is going off, they're like, oh my God, I think we got it. And right. one, then they take it out. They never go back to it.
And fine tune that one.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the frustration I have too. Yep.
And, they always, and they never actually capture like it. Is they always put it in that Faraday box
yep.
and they're like, okay, it should do this and this. And they're listening to it
yep.
and they're like, oh, yeah, we didn't get anything. It's not in here. And then they're like, and then they try to make up reasons for, well, maybe it got out and you know, it just it, in right. between there and here. And,
right.
I think they put too much, they try to explain stuff that they don't really need to explain, and they try to act surprised when they don't need to act surprised. I mean, especially like when they do the reveals in their garage,
yep.
you know, four of them, you know, five of them are standing around, and then the main guy is at the computer, listen to this, guys, and he plays the clip.
Yep.
And they're like, oh my God, did you hear? Like, they're surprised. Like, they had not heard that thing before. I mean, of course, they'd heard every single piece of evidence before they recorded that segment.
Right.
Not to mention, they're probably making like $10,000 per episode. You think they could buy some chairs?
Well, that and some shirts with some sleeves.
Yeah, but you can't tell me that that's not specifically designed.
No, of course
in order
it
to
is.
Do it, like. Look at these arms. Yes. You know, that draws in the ladies.
Right. Well, he's got some guns. I mean, so, you know, he's got to get that. Yeah. Yep.
He absolutely does. And I have been told that he's like the nicest guy in the world.
Well, that's good.
It's hard for me. And I think their show, above all else, is the one where I say I'm not attacking them directly, because I think each and every one of them is probably a really good guy.
That's the feeling I get. And I tell you what, I could probably hang out with those guys and have a great time, you know, for a whole weekend on an investigation, go out and get a couple burgers for lunch or whatever and just BS. I think that those guys are pretty down to earth.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
The other thing is I really don't think that they investigate more than like 2 hours a night. And the reason that I say that, unless they reshoot later, like on a, because they're doing an investigation, and then before they even leave, they're already here. Listen to this evidence that I caught, which means they've already gone over all of their evidence.
Yeah.
So if they're investigating for 4 hours, you can't yeah. tell me that they stood there for 4 hours, went over everything, and then recorded that.
No, and I think, you know, and that's one of those behind-the-scene miracle things where they might have a live stream, you know, and somehow off of their recorders or their equipment, and then they might have somebody sitting in a in like the ghost lab, you know, mm-hmm. listening to it and then capturing that and then saying, hey, guys, check this out. We caught this and this and this, so let's talk about that when you get back out here, you know.
You know, and if that were the case, I would be completely all right with that.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that they sit there and be like, listen to what I found. You know, like they're claiming that they found it. And I just think they do a lot of things. Like they have a really good setup. They really do. They have a yep. good gimmick, a yep. good niche.
Yep.
I think they go beyond what they need to do in order to make it interesting. Because it's interesting already in itself. They don't need to do all this extra stuff and all of this stage stuff. Like, you ever notice every episode, their equipment cases are perfectly set up?
Yeah.
I laugh. I'm like, oh, there's the cases. Perfectly stacked.
Yeah.
Facing out with, you know, with Ghost Asylum or Tennessee Raid. Like, they're yeah. perfect.
Yeah.
And, like, you and I have, like, seven cases of equipment.
Yeah. And they're all half-half spread out.
Yeah, they never look like that, ever. No. The only time they do is when I have to shove them into my trunk.
Yeah.
In order to make them all fit.
Yep, exactly.
So just like you guys are doing more than what you need to do. And I think for me, looking at it from my perspective and how it actually is and whatnot, I think that just brings it down for me and it ruins it for me.
Well, and I think that you got to factor in a little bit there of the to me, that's just part of the network getting involved in it. And I kind of forgive that to an extent because, you know, that they're gonna do that, and there's really nothing you can do to get around that.
No, I know. I don't know. To me, it just looks unnecessary.
Yeah.
In order to do it. So we are going to go to commercial here. Yay.
Yay.
Then we're going to come back and talk about our top three shows. Which we will talk about that. So we'll be back in, I don't know, 2 minutes, two and two, the old Love Connection type thing here.
There you go.
And yeah, see you then.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock, The Dark Sun Rising, on the Para-X Radio Network.
My name is Greg Bakken. I'm a writer, a producer, and a paranormal investigator. My favorite way of communicating with spirits is through using the spirit box, also known as a ghost box. I invite you to listen to me every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Central for interviews with people in the paranormal community and beyond. Plus, I will also include as much of my spirit box evidence as I can during my show.
My name is Greg. Can you say Greg? Can you say Jeff?
Greg. Jeff.
Join me every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Central Time for Minnesota Ghost Box, only on Para-X Radio.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Oh, and we do thank you for joining us this evening. You are listening to the Odyssey Files on Para-X. And Dave and I are discussing likes and not likes of paranormal shows that are that either have been or currently are on television. And probably why they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So there is one, before we get to the two big ones.
Yep.
There is a show that I absolutely love a lot. I think it's different than what you see because it does not involve evidence. It doesn't. Well, it does, just of like factual nature, not like EVPs and video and whatnot. And that is The Dead Files.
Yep.
Which in my opinion, is the best show that's out there right now. I think it's because of that, because they have Amy Allen walking through these houses, doing these walks, coming up with all of this information, and then Steve is actually able to corroborate it with facts. I love that.
Yep.
You know, and then they sit down and with the client and they share everything. The sketches are unbelievable. You know, that she does, and she gives them a solution. Whether they take it or not is, another story.
Yeah, and then you always yell at the TV set when you see that she says, this is what you're going to need to do, and then it says, kind of like what Paranormal State used to say at the end, and it goes, and the negative entity still continues to haunt the family, and they have chosen not to do anything yet. You know,
yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, idiots, What is the matter with you? You know, I'm yelling and screaming at the television.
I am too. They're like, this person decided to go another route and cleanse the house, even though like they had done that three times before and it didn't work.
Exactly.
And then, you know, underneath this, the activity continues.
Yeah.
I mean, I think with my heartbreaking of Paranormal State and how every single episode they were like, yes, everything is good in this house now. I like the fact that, you know, I don't know, maybe some of them are lies, but for the most part, I think it's pretty truthful because it says these people did not take the advice. The activity continues.
Yes.
Yep. Or these people decided to sell their home instead of, you know, instead of taking her advice. And,
right. Yep. They just decided to pack up and leave. Yep.
Yeah. And I like the fact that they're forthcoming. And I agree with you. I yell at the TV. Like, I'm almost like on my edge of my seat. I'm like, don't, did they listen? Please listen. Please listen. Please listen.
Yes. Yes.
And then when it says, you know, these people brought in a medium, the activities, I'm like, yes.
Yep. Yep.
it really does bring out, because I think because you don't have that 20-30 minutes of investigators walking around in the dark and be like, did you hear that? Did you hear that? You know, and then interrupted by, oh my God. And then it goes to commercial and then it finds out like somebody saw a spider.
Yeah. Or a moth flew by. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And you know, I think that you get, and especially when they have the clients and they start crying, you get really emotionally invested. You want them to be,
okay.
Happy.
Yeah.
And okay. Yes. Yeah. You want them to be okay.
Right.
And
you want the horrible things that are going on in their lives to just be over and done with so they could get back to some sort of feeling good about themselves and where they're at in their lives and in their home and with their kids, you know. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing that always struck me, and I was actually thinking today, I'd like your opinion on this. The thing that I was actually thinking about this morning. And I find it odd that, you know, she's walking through the house and she's always like, oh man, he's really mad that I'm here. You know, they want to kill these people and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he's punching her in the stomach and they're pulling her hair. And, you know, do you ever find it weird that none of that is ever caught? You know, like there's never anything flying across the room. There's never a bang on the wall. There's never a door that slams shut.
Yeah.
There's never an EVP.
Right.
Do you think it's because they don't get any of that, or do you think they intentionally leave that out if it does?
I think that society in general is not ready for that. So I think that they leave that out if it does occur. I mean, I've always said I would love to see a behind the scenes legitimate walkthrough. Even if it was 4 hours of just whatever, you know what I mean? I don't care. I'd sit down and watch all 4 hours of it because I would love to see what really happens.
Almost, you know, like what Taps does at Halloween, where they do the live investigation. Yeah, I agree. Yep. I would love to sit there and actually not catch the replay, you know, the highlights.
Right. Right.
Like I would love to go with her, you know, through the camera and whatnot on one of her walks from start to finish.
Right. And if you see her head get jerked back, you know, as she walks around a corner, and you know that her hair didn't get caught on anything. And then, you know, she goes upstairs and she gets punched in the stomach a couple times and she runs downstairs and starts puking in the sink. That's okay. I want to see that because, you know, that adds 100% legitimacy that it's really happening for her. I don't disagree. I'm not a non-believer. And when I say that, it's not like I don't believe that it's happening to her. I totally believe that it's happening. And I totally believe that she can do what she can do. So, you know, that wouldn't be the selling point for me. It's just, I would just like to see that. I would just like to see, because I've done so many investigations and I've been in so many situations, I would just like to see that happening to somebody else. And I could go, hey, you know what? That's happened to me. You know, I've done that. I saw that happen to somebody that was standing right next to me, you know, and it just gives it a, I don't know, just a credibility, you know, and it kind of pats you on the back and says, hey, yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It, and I also, the one thing that I would love to see, like it would make my year. It would be the greatest show in the history of the world. If when the person that's sketching, you know, what she sees and you know, the person turns around and goes, Amy, is this what you saw?
Yeah.
And she goes, yes. Every episode, obviously, yep. It's yes.
Yeah.
I would love to see that person's reaction. Like, you can almost tell that she's like, Amy, is this what you saw? And she's like, yeah. Wow, that's messed up.
Yep.
You know, you just...
That's not what I described to you at all. What the heck's the matter with you? You call yourself a sketch artist? Get out of here, you bum.
I do wonder if she ever says no, and then they have to redo it.
We just don't see it. I'm sure that they don't nail it 100% of the time the first try. I'm pretty positive. I'm sure that there's a lot of resketching going on that they don't bother showing us because the producers are like, nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see you resketch for an hour and a half. You know,
I would.
I would too.
I mean, some of her sketches are
spot on,
man. Like, yeah. Well, spot on. I mean, that's just a given. But I mean, I half the reason I think I like this show is because it's almost research. Yeah. Like, I have heard new terms. I have seen new entities that I had never even come close to hearing about before.
Yep.
And she just talks like it's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
What you have is a puck wedgie.
Yeah.
Well, what the
heck is that?
F is a puck wedgie. Yeah. I never heard of hoodoo. I never heard of tar water. You know, all of these, what she found, I think it was the season premiere of last season where they went down to Jamaica, I believe. You know, she came across what she called the guardians of the dead. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even know those existed.
Right.
You know, and it's crazy. The amount of knowledge that you can get just by watching her and like, you're wondering how she even came to be that knowledgeable, I guess.
I think she's got a very old soul. To be honest with you, I think that she's been around for a long time and that she has seen a lot in those lifetimes. And I think that she's got an amazing comfort level with a lot of things that we don't even understand or even know is out there.
Yes, I agree. I'm even surprised sometimes. And I thought like she would never do this, but I've actually seen a couple episodes. She's like, no, this entity, she's like, I'm going to take this one with me when I leave.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm like, oh man, that's great. I'm like, that's the way it should work. That if you can help by doing it yourself,
yep.
Do it.
Yep.
So that is one show I absolutely love. I love it.
Yep.
I really don't have, maybe I've said some negative things about it, but I really don't have anything negative to say about it.
All right. Well, I got two quick ones I want to throw in there before we get into
sure.
the big guys, because
yep.
I know
absolutely.
We're already
Go ahead.
Later. So I absolutely loved Ghost Mine. Loved that show.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I did. Loved the show. Number one, the gal, totally easy on the eyes. And not to sound sexist, you know, but she was. I really liked the evidence that they caught in those mines, the things that they saw, the things that were recorded, the voices. I think I'm not claustrophobic, but I kind of think I'd have a problem if I really got deep in a mine, you know, like, I don't think I could do it. Like if I got way down in there, you know, I'd be like, yeah, no, the earth's it, yeah, no. The whole crust of the earth is just coming down, and I'm going to be squashed flat like a pancake here. You know, no, we're out, you know. But I think that the miners that die there, I do think that they're trapped there. I don't think that they see a lot of relief. I think that they're down in there, you know. Those guys that have passed away in the coal fires and suffocated and in the, you know, the cave-ins and stuff like that, I think that they're there. And I thought they caught some really cool evidence.
I didn't. Not so much in the mine. Yeah, I really didn't dig the evidence very much. I didn't think they get a lot. I didn't think they got a lot of it. I actually became more interested in the story of the miners than I did of their investigations.
It was kind of like a history lesson.
Yeah, I wanted them. You know, they were all hardworking, and you know, there was going over, you know, the trials and tribulations of being a miner. I was more involved in their story than I was the investigators.
Well, and maybe that's what drew me to the show too, because I you know, there's a multitude of reasons I liked it, but that was one of them. But anyway, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on that because we got other places to talk about. But the other one that I liked, and I think you did too, and I loved the way that they rolled, was the Kling brothers and Ghost Lab.
I
really liked the show. I love the Ghost Lab. That was so cool.
I did. I really liked the Ghost Lab. I loved their enthusiasm.
Yes.
You know, they could hear Class A, and they were shouting and pumping fists into the air, and they were happy.
Yeah. Brad was just phenomenally excited about every piece of evidence. It was fantastic. Yes. As you should be.
Yes. Yes. 100%. There was only two issues that I have with that show. They provoking. Didn't use the Ghost Lab to what?
Provoking.
Provoke. Yes. That was number two.
I know they did provoke, and I was okay. That didn't bother me. So
I thought that, yeah, I don't think that they actually helped anybody. It was all like these, you know, Waverly Hills and the Palmer House and whatnot. So, I mean, I didn't like the fact that they really didn't help anyone. But yeah, it was the provoking. Like they would start right from the beginning. It wasn't like, oh, we've been at this for an hour and a half and, you know, nothing's happened. Let's try to, I mean, like they would go in right from the beginning. My name is Brad. Where the hell are you? You know, you know, and it was right off the bat. I mean, and I was like, you don't need to do that.
Yeah. But, you know, it was never it was never somebody's house that were like legitimately needed like cleansing or whatever. It was always like a big famous place, and you're not going to go in and like, you know, fix Trans-Allegheny or Eastern State Penitentiary or Waverly. Agreed. You're not going to go in and fix anything there. That is what it is, you know. And so it was entertainment value. But I did love the Ghost Lab itself.
Yes, absolutely. Me too. I have looked into trying to get one of my own. I think I certainly have enough crap in order to attempt it. But it, what a great transition here.
Yep.
To another group that has their little mobile command center.
Yep.
The second to the second to the last show, Ghost Hunters.
Taps.
The Atlantic Paranormal Society.
Yep.
Now, granted, they were my inspiration for wanting to get into the paranormal. I did not know that teams existed until that show came on. And they were, you know, for you know, all intents and purposes, for the movies and whatnot, they were the founding people for paranormal shows.
Yep.
So with that said, and I have great respect for them, I'm really looking forward at Paracon this year here in Minnesota to meeting a lot of them. I do think that they do a really good job. I think besides like Paranormal State I think they're maybe the Tennessee Wraith Chasers, but they're teams that go in to help people.
Yes.
In their homes. I loved that about them.
Yep.
Which is why it was so aggravating over the past like 3-4 seasons of that show. They stopped doing homes. Every episode was an armory or a museum or a library. Or a battleship.
Yep.
You know, I hated that. I hated that about them, that they stopped. And I don't even know if they really stopped doing homes. I don't think they stopped doing homes. But they stopped showing that.
Correct. I think so, too.
And And I think, again, it goes to ratings. You know, who wants to go in to see Ma and Pa's, you know, thing where they might get some knocks and like two EVPs when they could go to the USS Lexington and, you know, try to talk to the sailors that all died.
Right.
I was disappointed. I grew to have a lot of resentment towards them for doing it. I wonder, and I'm going to ask them, even though I don't know if I'll get an answer or not, I'm going to ask Grant Wilson if that was one of the reasons why he left.
Why he quit, yeah.
Why he quit.
Yeah.
I think it might be. I think he didn't like the way the show was going as opposed to what I hear Jason wanted to do. But they, I mean, they have their own thing. And I think this was the show that you were talking about earlier about how anything that happens, the camera's not seeing it. Okay.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about that?
Famous for that. I too really liked the show in the early years. I really liked the show in the early years. Thought it was phenomenal. They caught decent evidence. They had a great storyline. They were out trying to actually help people, like you said. Totally loved that show. I don't think I ever missed an episode. They didn't even have DVRs back in 1990 whatever.
I still have the first four seasons on DVD.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so the thing that killed me for this show was that as it moved forward, I don't know if it was, you know, the Hollywood influence, and I throw Hollywood in air quotes there, you know, influence of it, but it seemed to me that the evidence became less important and the parading around of the individuals on the television show on the investigation became the focus. So it seems like it lost itself there.
A little bit.
And I totally agree with you as far as maybe that's why Grant decided that he didn't want to be there anymore. I don't know. That's a great question, you know. But that really became disappointing. And then it's like every single episode, and I know people that are dedicated to the paranormal and watch that show a lot totally agree with me. Every single episode, there'll be at least four or five incidences where they'll be like, oh my God, did you see that? And they'll turn really quick, and the camera guy will turn about a minute later, and, you know, and then there's nothing there, you know? And I'm like, okay, all right, time out, right? There is technology that's out there, like body cameras and those glasses like you have, you know, where you could wear those, and as soon as you turn your head and look a direction because you saw a shadow or something like that, you could catch it. There's many ways to catch things that you see. But for some reason, with their probably, you know, $500,000 operating budget per episode, they can't seem to catch anything and show it to us.
I agree. Yep.
And then every single EVP, I'm just going to say this, and this is, you know, not meant to be an ass, but I'm going to say it, is weaker than the evidence that we show our clients.
Yes.
So, you know, there is like, okay, here, listen to this. And what do you think it said? Because we know what we thought it said. And the person says, Robin? Ooh, yeah. Yep. Robert. That's what we got. Robert. Yeah. So we're all on the same page. So after a whole week of being here, that's what we got for you. Now, based on that name, Robert, I just got to say, I don't feel that there's anything negative here. And I don't think there's any reason why anybody needs to be concerned about coming through the doors or staying late at night locking up. So thanks for having us in. We appreciate it. We'd like to come back and visit. And, you know, it was great.
If anything else happens, we're only a call away.
Yeah, we're only a phone call away. Yeah. That ruined the show for me. It just ruined it for me. I can't even watch the show anymore. I stopped watching it because of that.
You know, there's one episode that right there is the big thing for me. The whole episode, they were doing some business. And they were talking about, they would even do their spot interviews. And you would have Jason be like, I feel like, you know, we're kind of being preyed on. Like there's somebody is stalking us. And I almost think that maybe there's something malevolent here.
Yep.
And he says this, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe he just said that. He never says that. I love it.
Yep.
Then they go, then like 10 minutes later, after nothing changing, they go to the reveal, and he says, I don't think there's anything malevolent here. I think that you're perfectly safe. I'm like, are you kidding me? What? You just played 10 minutes ago, your own self saying that you think there might be something malevolent here.
Yep.
I think it might be malevolent. Maybe I'm just mispronouncing it. But you're seriously, on a
roll. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Just run with it, man. Okay. You're on a roll.
We're gonna go. We're gonna go here.
Yeah.
Especially since we have about 5 minutes, we need to get to number one. So Tap's bad. So, and even more so. Look, this makes Tap's look like the Dead Files to me. Ghost Adventures, hate it. It needs to be off the air. I can't even think of one good thing about it.
All right, so I'm going to defend it only in its early part of its career.
Okay, all right. In
the early years when it was Nick and Aaron and Zach, I really liked the show. They got great evidence. They're the first ones who caught the legitimacy of the shadow walking, the entity walking across the floor. That was the holy grail of paranormal investigation, and they're the first team who caught that. You know, that group, I just loved Aaron. He was so scared all the time, and he just brought a legitimacy to it for me because it is scary. I don't care how tough a guy you are. When you're sitting in a pitch black area and you know that there's something bad has happened there before, and then like the person who was in there last weekend came out like with blood, their hair ripped out of their scalp and blood pouring on their face and, you know, scratches all down their back, and you got to go in there, you know, and you got Zach outside provoking the heck out of everything. And then he sends Aaron in, like he said, go, Aaron, I want you to go in and sit in there for a half hour. We're going to lock you. And then they lock him in there so he can't even get out. If he's getting killed, he's just going to get butchered, you know. But I like the beginning of that show. I like the way that the team worked together. Lots of great evidence. Totally agree with you on the direction it took once Nick left the team. It totally lost something. Without Nick being there, I always thought Nick was the center point and kind of the grounding entity of those three. And without him being there, it just spun off into what it is today, which is just garbage.
Yes, it's absolutely garbage. It's all about ratings.
Yes.
You know, they don't care if they fake evidence. They don't care if they fake. Let me rephrase. I don't think they fake evidence. I think they fake reactions to it.
Right. Right. You know, and I believe Aaron even said that in a couple of interviews that they manipulate and fabricate to fill in the gaps.
Yes.
I believe something to that effect.
They said the producers or whatever, anytime that they feel like something's not getting active enough for good ratings, they fake the fact of like, oh, I'm feeling really, you know, dizzy right now. And, I absolutely despise it. I think he's reckless. I think he's selfish. And maybe that's a personal attack. And he is the only person, just because of people who have met him and the stories that I've heard, where I think saying something to him personally might be justified. But try to keep it somewhat a professional, even though he doesn't seem to be able to. He
has gotten reckless. I will totally agree with you there. They are doing things now that it should not be done. And them doing it on TV and trying to legitimize that to the public is a really, really bad idea.
I agree. 100%. I wish we could talk about it more. I'm sure that it's going to be brought up again, but we have about 30 seconds left.
Look at that. We made it through another show.
We did.
Yeah.
I knew that we'd be able to talk about it. We could do a whole show on just how much I despise Ghost Adventures. And if this happens again with a guest, we probably will. But for right now, we're going to say goodnight. Thank you for listening. Hope we didn't offend anybody with our kind of claims. Nope. So
they were all personal observations and feelings. So it just made for good spirited debate. That's all.
Exactly. So we bid you good night. The Parrot Cave is coming up next. Have a good night, everybody.